You take the frying pan, put it on medium heat. After a while, once it's heated up, dip your hand in a little bit of water and just kind of sprinkle water on the pan. If the pan's hot enough, the water will bounce around like little round balls or like mercury does, floating all around. At that point, take a chicken thigh. I usually just use chicken thighs. They're inexpensive. They're so tasty with no skin. So you've got your skinless chicken and no oil. You preheated the pan. Once the pan's hot, like I mentioned, put the chicken in. The pan's hot, the chicken's cold, it'll automatically stick. Now, if you're going to put the lid on, don't put the lid so it fits perfectly as it should in the pan. You want it to be kind of off to the side a little bit. You know why? Because you want the moisture to escape. Because if you put it fully on, like the lid is supposed to go on, the moisture will build up inside and you'll bake it or poach the chicken. I want my fried chicken to be fried chicken, to be crispy. Now, it's sticking, but after about 10 or 12 minutes, it's frying, it's getting crispy. You got that aroma happening because I like putting garlic and all my different Italian spices on it. And you take a fork and you lift lightly. And so now as you're lifting it, it'll just pop off. Maybe the odd little thing might stick a little bit, but very lightly. It pops around, and now it's very crispy to the other side. In about 12 to 15 minutes per side, half hour, you've got the finest, crispy, super-tasting chicken, moist in a half hour with no oil and no skin. You'll really appreciate how much fat you've taken out of your diet. When you do try this, go home and bring the chicken home and take all the chicken off. Don't buy it skinless. Buy it with the skin on so you can see what 8 pieces of chicken, how much fat, the mound of fat that you would have been eating. And when you taste how delicious, you'll never care to have the skin again. So you can fry chicken with no grease, oil, or fat. The 6-quart Dutch oven, you can make a roast on top of the stove. With a roast, here's what you do. And this will save people a lot of money. They put the same thing. You put the 6-quart Dutch oven on the stove. You preheat it. Put the roast in. It'll stick. 5 to 10 minutes later, it's brown. You've seared the cut. It'll loosen. It'll take it up. Do the other side. Brown it all nicely. Turn it down to low. Put the lid on. For well done, 20 minutes a pound on top of the stove on low heat. How much would that have taken? How long would that have taken in the oven? Most people will cook a 5-pound roast on what? 300 to 350. And it would take 3 to 3.5 hours. On top of the stove, one burner, low heat, 20 minutes a pound. What's that? That's about an hour and a half to hour and 40 minutes for well done, 5-pound roast, low heat. Do you know that an oven uses about 20,000 watts per hour? A stovetop burner uses about 1,000 on high heat. Here you're cooking a roast on low in an hour and a half. And you've got about an inch layer, a half inch to an inch layer of juice at the bottom that you can add a little bit of flour, a little bit of water, and, you know, make a nice gravy. I've seen families make themselves a small little roast. And would you ever make a small little roast in the oven? No way. You make a small little roast in the oven, it'll come out like a rubber brick. It dry up. There's not enough juices. But so, you know, a lot of families that there's only, let's say, the 2 of them or the 3 of them or 4 of them, they don't want to make a big roast unless people are coming over. But now they can make us buy a big roast, cut it up into 3, and make a small little roast on top of the stove in a half hour to 45 minutes for their family with gravy in one pan. Usually for that size, they'd use a smaller pan. That's terrific. So now, to recap what's in the 23-piece set, the one thing I did not mention yet is the six-hole utility rack. I mean, for a lot of the people, they would be using that for egg poaching as a steaming rack, or for puto, which is a Filipino dessert. Many different things you can do with the rack. And then there's a small gourmet 9-inch skillet, which has a glass cover. So you've got the 9-inch skillet with glass cover. You got the 1.5-quart, the 1-quart, the 3-quart, the 2-quart, the steamer strainer food press, the 6-quart, the large fry pan, the 6-hole utility rack, and the food press, which is the masher. Makes up the 23-piece set. Then, you know, nowadays the 23-piece set, depending on what the giveaway is or what the discount is, you know, a person could spend anywhere from $125 to $150 a month. Then there's the 10-piece set. It's a little smaller, beautiful set to start on. They all are, depending on your budget. It has a 1.5-quart for small vegetable, 2-quart for medium-sized vegetable, and then it has a junior dome cover so you can cook big vegetable. A large fry pan and cover with a small gourmet 9-inch and a 6-quart Dutch oven. Then if you look in the picture, there's the 8-piece and there's a 6-piece. So we have all the different sizes of the sets, as well as in the cookware. I mean, we really offer a real variety for the clients. They can get themselves an 8-quart, a 12-quart, an 18-quart, and a 26-quart pan. We have all the different sizes. One of the things that a lot of them should be buying as well from us is, and you should be showing them in our cookware, which makes their life a lot easier, is the oil core skillet and the oil core slow cooker. Let me tell you a little bit about the oil core skillet. The oil core skillet is surgical stainless steel on the outside and the inside, but inside that oil core skillet is silicone oil. When you put the heat rod in it to turn it up or down, it heats up the oil, so it heats it up perfect like a little oven. We'll fry 14 or 16 pieces of chicken in that with no grease, oil, or fat. You can make a cake. It can go totally underwater to be washed. You can make a roast on top of the stove. You can make pancit. You can make a lasagna in 20 to 25 minutes with hard noodles. It's fabulous because the heat's so even, it cooks phenomenally. That oil core skillet, you're frying fish with very, very little oil. If you're frying salmon or tilapia or a rainbow trout, or toyo, whatever kinds of fishes you like, you could reduce the amount of oil to very, very little, because with fish, you need still a little bit of butter or oil because it doesn't produce its own oils like meat, but comes out terrific. Our slow cooker, you want to make a soup, you want to make mungo, you want to make, some people even use our slow cookers to make, of course, the roast that you do nice and slow, whether it's pork or a beef roast, or make it a chicken soup, or they'll turn around and use it to make rice. And actually, now this might not be the healthiest, but there's some people that still want to deep fry a few things. We don't promote it for health, but we do promote it if you wanted to make some spring rolls, or if you wanted to make an egg roll, where because it'll turn up to 400, you can use the slow cooker as a deep fryer. Very, very versatile, and they're all guaranteed for life. All the cookware is guaranteed for life. So you can see here that when you invest in a good set of cookware, you'll have it for the rest of your life, and maybe I'll just recap three or four of the main benefits. Number one, you're cooking with things that are totally healthy and sterile. They're surgical stainless steel, they'll last a lifetime, easy to clean, a lifetime investment. Number two, if you're just thinking about money, you might spend $1,500 or $3,000 or $4,000, depending the size of your set. But because you're using very little hydro, It'll pay you back in comparison to the other cookware within 5 to 15 years, depending on how much you cook. And last but not least, or actually I shouldn't use it last, before that, just the convenience. What is it worth to be able to come home from work, throw your vegetables in, let it whistle, shut the valve off, turn the stove off, and go wash up and come back and your vegetables are cooked? The convenience. And the last one, your vegetables will cook and your food will be so healthy that you're investing money in yourself and you keep your body stronger and the food much more appealing. That makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?